handle. Saudi Arabia says it's convinced that Iranian weapons were used in last weekend's devastating attack on its oil industry. It is a message the Saudis delivered today to visiting U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Saudi TV showed Secretary of State Pompeo arriving at Jeddah Airport late Wednesday afternoon before meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to discuss Saturday's attack on Saudi oil installations. Pompeo said Iran is behind the attacks and not Yemen's Houthis. Saudi Defense Ministry spokesman Colonel Turki al-Maliki told journalists at a press conference earlier that 18 drones and 7 cruise missiles hit the 2 Saudi oil facilities and that the missiles, 3 of which fell short of their targets, came from the north and could not have been launched by the Houthis.
That report was filed by Edward Uranian for VOA in Cairo. The U.S. Federal Reserve cut interest rates today by a quarter point, a move tied in part to President Donald Trump's trade war with China. AP correspondent Sagar Magani on today's split decision.
It's the second cut this year, but a deeply divided Fed is not signaling if there will be more. Chairman Jay Powell says it could happen if the economy needs help.
We'll act as appropriate to help ensure that the expansion remains on track.
Investors appear disappointed at the uncertainty about more cuts, and President Trump made his displeasure clear, tweeting, "Powell and the Fed failed again." 3 members voted against the quarter point cut. 2 wanted rates to stay the same, and 1 wanted a bigger reduction. It's the most dissent among the board in 3 years, showcasing the challenges of steering monetary policy amid economic uncertainty. Sagar Magani, Washington.
From Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration is challenging vehicle mileage and emission standards in the state.